Thomas, there's a question. There's so many questions coming in, but Rocio has asked, how could we use the opportunity of the pandemia to speed the awareness of consciousness? What is your advice, please?
In a way, it's very interesting. I talked recently in one of our gatherings. I called it a convergence. Many things converging at one time. It's unprecedented on this planet to have this many people at home, not going out. I mean, and who could have thought of such a scheme? Not even the best science fiction writer wouldn't have believed that this type of thing could happen. So many people are going within. Now, some will not be able to handle it very well. They'll drive themselves or others crazy. And some would simply choose to leave the planet because they cannot stand having to be by themselves, with themselves. So we have that convergence of people at home. At the same time, back in towards the end of last year, this thing I call the Order of the Ark closed. It was the portal, the gateway for the angelic beings to come to this planet. It's been in existence as long as the planet has been. And that was closed. It was literally the representatives of all the 144,000 angelic families. At the same time, not so long ago, April 4th, all entities in all of creation, other than those who were in human form, all entities were called back to their angelic families. And in this calling back, the announcement went out through all of creation that the angelic families were disbanding. There was no need for them anymore. So now look at all these events happening at the same time, as well as Gaia leaving. It won't happen overnight, but all these things are shifting and changing right now. It's perhaps the best opportunity that I've ever had, ever seen in all my lifetimes, and now as an ascended master, of making consciousness shifts within yourself. Don't do it in groups. I'm not at all a fan of global meditations, and you can ask me another time why not, or global prayer, any of that. What you do is have so many conflicting interests and other things going on. It's simply just a bunch of noise. Now is the time for each and every one of you to go within yourself and ask this simple question: why am I here? And then listen and feel for the answer. Listen, when I say listen, it's not like you're necessarily going to get words, but why am I here? How can I be in my passion right now? And then be quiet and feel it. Take days, take weeks, take months even to feel it. Why am I here? Reconnect with yourself, with what I call the master that's already in. The master that's within you is all the wisdom of all your lifetimes, and it's there. But this human, it hasn't been tapped into it. Now is the time, more than any, to tap into that part of yourself. Not into any other angelic being, not even into me, not into spirit guides or anything like that. Come back to yourself, to that sacred place of you. Don't rely right now. Don't go get distracted by anything on the outside, because it is all within you. And when you allow that without fear, when you allow that, you reconnect, and that's when you start coming to your realization.
And what an amazing opportunity right now, amazing. Just to listen.
There's never been a time like this. Don't let this pass. You've got basically through the end of August, each and every one of you, the end of August, and don't wait till August 26th to start listening now. You've got the spring and the summer months ahead of you. It is an ideal time. It's like a gift you gave yourself, but maybe you just don't realize yet it's a gift. It's there.
Thank you.
So there's so many questions coming. It's really hard to keep up, but let's go to a recent one. So Adamus, this time into August is a time to be focused within on our own inner journey. And then are you saying that the shifting of the planet is an inside job for each of us working within and focusing on our journey? Does the work for the future?
Yes, this is the time right now of reflection, of your inner reflection. It's kind of all of you set it up as this time for the potential to connect with yourself, reconnect. And most of you don't have that real connection with the master within, with I am. Now is the most beautiful time. The planet is quiet. You kind of set this up in advance as the perfect opportunity. And that's why I say, don't make any big life-changing decisions right now. Be open, listen, and allow. Now is not the time to decide to leave your partner or to quit a business or a job or anything else like that, or to move. Right now is a time of allowing wisdom to come into your life. And wisdom goes far, far beyond intelligence any day. So that's really what you're doing, is allowing the wisdom to come in. And just be with it. Don't even question how much wisdom has come in, or are you doing the wisdomizing correctly. Just take a deep breath and allow, and it's going to be there.
Thank you.